Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Happy Friday to all of you. We hope you're having a wonderful Friday wherever you may be. We have a new episode of Gospel Solutions for Families that's going to premiere tomorrow, and this episode is entitled Keeping Your Sanity in a Home of Little Ones, and this is part one. This episode discusses the challenges of full-time parenting. Brother Matthew O. Richardson from the Sunday School General Presidency interviews Sister Linda S. Reeves from the Relief Society General Presidency and Sister Lorraine A. Roberry from the Primary General Board. This episode premieres tomorrow, Saturday at noon, and we hope you enjoy this latest episode of Gospel Solutions for Families. It's not too difficult to pick up the newspaper and see frightening things happening in the world around us. At times, it can seem perhaps a little scary. There is a great quote we wanted to share today from President Boyd K. Packer, who is the president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, and it's from a talk he gave in General Conference, April 2004, entitled Do Not Fear. Here it is in his own words.
The moral values upon which civilization itself must depend spiral downward at an ever-increasing pace. Nevertheless, I do not fear the future. World War I ended only 6 years before I was born. When we were children, the effects of war were everywhere present. World War II came only 15 years later, and dark clouds were already gathering. We had the same anxious feelings that many of you do now. We wondered what the future held for us in an unsettled world. When I was a boy, childhood diseases appeared regularly in every community. When someone had chickenpox or measles or mumps, the health officer would visit the home and place a quarantine sign on the porch or in the window to warn everyone to stay away. In a large family like ours, those diseases would visit by relay, one child getting it from another, so the sign might stay up for weeks. We could not blockade ourselves inside our homes or stay hidden away to avoid those terrible contagions. We had to go to school, to employment, to church, to life. Two of my sisters were stricken with very severe cases of measles. At first, they seemed to recover. A few weeks later, Mother glanced out of a window and saw Adele leaning against a swing. She was the younger of the two. She was faint and weak with fever. It was rheumatic fever. It came as a complication from measles. The other sister also had the fever. There was little could be done. In spite of all the prayers of my parents, Adele died. She was 8 years old. While Nona, 2 years older, recovered, she had fragile health for most of her life. When I was in the seventh grade in a health class, a teacher read an article. A mother learned that the neighbor children had chickenpox. She faced the probability that her children would have it as well, perhaps one at a time. She determined to get it over with, all at once. So she sent her children to the neighbors to play with their children, to let them be exposed, and then she'd be done with it. Imagine her horror when the doctor finally came and announced it was not chickenpox the children had, it was smallpox. The best thing to do then, and what we must do now, is avoid places where there's danger of physical or spiritual contagion.
His last line is so great. He says, the best thing to do is to avoid places where there is danger of physical or spiritual contagion. He says a little bit later in the talk that a testimony of Jesus Christ can spiritually immunize your children. When looking on dictionary.com, to immunize means to render harmless or ineffective or neutralize. So if you think about immunizing your children spiritually, it's a protection to them from the evil influences of the world around them. So how do we do it? He suggests later on in the talk that the safest place and the best protection against the moral and spiritual diseases is a stable home and family. He says, this has always been true. It will be true forever. We must keep that foremost in our minds. So, just like we get shots to immunize us against certain deadly diseases, so too can we immunize ourselves spiritually by having a stable home and family and by having a testimony of Jesus Christ. That's such a powerful thought that we can be safe amidst the storm. We can be protected. We can be watched over. Our families can be safe. And that's the message we wanted to share with you today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Onward Christian Soldiers, and it's featuring James Stevens. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
Saints have trod, we are not divine.